Not just the things behind the scenes, folks. I mean, okay.
I'm just trying to make her crazy tonight, y'all. Just deal with it, people. Deal with it, people.
Oh,
Oh,
Chester.
welcome everyone to News on the Flip Side Mondays at Deal with It. How the hell y'all doing tonight? Just messing with you.
I just like, oh yeah, hi.
Oh, we're gonna for everyone who wants to see us on YouTube, we will be starting live on YouTube right now, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and we're on YouTube. So come check us out. There's Lily. See Lily's lovely face. There's mine. You're not even on YouTube. How you know what I'm wearing? You can't. All right, never mind. That's just
Docker.
there. We got a camera in my house or something. I don't know about. Don't be getting all pervy on me now, Pete. So, I mean, how's your week been going? I mean, things okay? Life's treating you okay? You ain't had to bitch to slap anybody along the line?
No, life's beating me down. Responsibilities and things are
Oh,
heavy.
yeah.
But
Life
I've been laughing so hard over the Omarosa thing. I mean,
Oh,
laughing.
people, be forewarned. We're not actually on FM tonight, so just be forewarned.
But we're
But
on YouTube. But we're on
by the way,
YouTube.
ladies and gentlemen, if you listen to us on FM usually, you by now you have just realized that you are listening to a different show, not this show. So when you come back to the station, you'll find us. Yeah, I mean, you have to be. But if you're listening via the website, you're listening to us right now. So that's where most people listen from, through one of the links through the website. You know, there's been a lot of fun stuff in the news, a lot of crazy people in the news, a lot of nutsy, stupid stuff in the news. I see the anthem is yet back in the news again. It's, I'm not even know, you know, I had a couple of people write to us this week about the anthem and about this little girl that went missing. And, you know, if we would have been
Little
talking about, I
girl.
said, yeah, well, she's not, she's teenage, is what she is. And,
College student.
well, no, we also had the little girl that not, I'm sorry, I shouldn't say little girl, the 19-year-old that disappeared out of Arizona. So we've had two of these recently. Now, no, the one girl, well, I'll get you the rest, as we're going through the show, I'll get you all the rest of the information. The one about the 19-year-old is also posted. She's out of Arizona, and we'll post that as
Out
well.
of Phoenix.
And her mom said she just hasn't heard from her in a week. She's just disappeared. And as far as they know, the last person to see her was a boyfriend. There's nothing else in the investigation yet. It just came out today. Pretty lady, pretty young girl. I mean, no telling. There are a lot of sick wackos out there. And then again, when I was 19, and I got to be honest about this, I was prone to just disappear for weeks on end. There's a couple of times when my mother called the PD looking for me because I'd just take off. I was 19.
You, boy.
I was 19 and chasing
Oh.
money.
Tell somebody, just let somebody know.
Anyway,
Please.
Jeff just emailed me. I'm gonna open up my Facebook page in a minute. I haven't even opened them up yet. We're just getting on. We've been messing around with behind the scenes. Hold on, let me set that over there. Yeah, y'all should be able to hear us better now via the website. I changed service so you can hear much clearer server on this one. And of course, if you're watching this on YouTube, you can also see Lily's lovely face. Mine's there too, but mine's a little weird looking tonight for some reason.
Oh, we're
So
matching also.
yes, we are.
Just
Yes, see, hello, hello, hello.
kidding.
Well, you know, I've been off and on with jackets lately because of different things I've been wearing. Well, because to be frank, that purple shirt is really pretty, the one I had on the other night, but it's a little much. Even this one's a little much, but y'all can deal with it. But I only bought about 12 new shirts, so I got about 30 different shirts that we're going to be debuting over the next couple of weeks. Got a couple of new ties coming. Hey, look,
Joe's Fashion Show.
I like to be purdy, man. To purdy man. Anyway, so
Where are
what?
you
So,
talking
you
about?
know, I wanted to ask you about the Manafort guy. Is this guy going to go to jail or not? I mean, this judge looks like he's in Manafort's corner.
Honestly, I would rather see evidence. See, when you present the things that he bought so lavish and la-di-da, rather than focusing on the how, it's annoying and it's wasting the court's time. So I
Yeah,
don't blame the
because
judge.
I mean, if we're gonna go put people on trial for buying lavish gifts to get around ta taxes, that's everybody in Hollywood, people. Let's just be
Okay.
honest
Like
about that.
I don't care what you bought. I care how you got that money. Once it's yours, you do what you want to. This isn't E, you know? This isn't what is that? God,
But see, that's the thing. They're
TMZ.
not saying the money was illegal. They're saying he was just tax dodging is what he was doing. That's basically, so y'all know, ladies and gentlemen, basically the case against Paul Manafort is a tax evasion case. They're saying that he made all his money working for these Russian agencies, which were all legal, by the way, and that he bought lavish gifts to get out of paying for taxes. I'm not quite sure that's actually illegal.
Didn't Rick Gates say they skimmed off the top of the something he did with the Ukrainians, and then Rick Gates skimmed off him?
Actually, what it's looking like is Gates might actually be the real crook here. And that's why he made the deal. I don't know. We'll see. Manafort's got a good lawyer. Manafort's pretty smart. We'll see where it goes. Anyway, it goes. Democrats out there, he's not going to flip on Trump. Sorry, guys. And Cohen must not have anything to flip with, or he would have probably already flipped.
He did flip. He was like, he was just being a little.
He just said that, you know, Trump might have known about the Russian deal. He didn't even say actually, definitely he did. He said Trump might have known about the Russian deal, which still wouldn't have been illegal. The only thing that would have been illegal that he lied about it, and you're not going to get him to step down over a lie. He's not, you know, he's just not going to do it. I agree, Mark. We should fire Jeff Sessions. He's a nice guy.
Why are y'all hating on Jeff Sessions?
Well, because he just lets go. I mean, he should have already grabbed the Justice Department by the kahunas and started straightening. It's a mess. The FBI, every day I hear something else that makes me think, what the hell happened to the FBI? I love the FBI people. I mean, I used to watch the TV shows about them. I mean, I don't know what happened here. This looks like a jumbled cluster, you know what. Every time you hear, you pull a new string, now you've got Justice Department suing and Judicial Watch is suing for all the documents and all the texts, because come to find out, there was a lot more going on in these texts than we really originally knew, because there was some leak just recently to ABC. So it's a mess. It pretty much looks like from Comey down about 3 or 4 levels was just utterly and completely corrupt. They were just doing whatever they wanted to do and saying whatever they wanted to say. And I love these guys today because, you know, what's-his-face got canned today or yesterday. He's in the list. He got canned today because he should already be canned, but all areas trying to defend him. Well, there's no proof that his views had anything to do. Really, you're going to take that stance with this guy? Did you hear some of the shit he said? And the thing of it is, it tells you how corrupt the Justice Department was, because he did it on FBI servers. Remember it. And don't think he doesn't lie, because he lied to his wife about the affair he's been having. He lied to the FBI in the beginning about he was having an affair with this woman. So let's not say his emotions won't cause him to lie or do something. He's already proven that he'll do that. That's what makes him such a crappy witness for the Hillary and him, because now he's kind of proven to be a liar. Why hasn't there been a special counsel in to look into Comey and Mueller and Hillary? I don't get it. We've seen way more than enough evidence. I've heard countless judge and lawyers talk about it. There's way more than enough evidence. And still, what, she got Sessions? She must have Sessions' grandkids in her pocket or something. You know, maybe she's called him up and said, hey, this is Hillary Sessions. You know where your kids are today? She just seems to be that kind of woman with all the deaths associated to her. What is it, Josh? I know you're listening tonight. Cindy, go in one of the chats and send it to me. What was last count? 125 suspicious deaths connected to the Clintons.
I can't today.
25 in the last 2 years.
I can't today. I can't. We went from connected Jeff Sessions back to Hillary and all this stuff. Hillary. And
I would love for Hillary to run again. Yeah, I'd vote for her. If Hillary had the kahunas run in this election, I'd vote for her.
You should have voted for her last time.
I wouldn't vote for her last time. She's too corrupt. The only reason I would vote for her this time is because she's not gonna get elected. Oh no! Unless Trump gets impeached, guys, he's 2020. He's your president till 2024. Just deal with it. He's not going anywhere. He has a solid base, a 54% rating. He's not going anywhere. I'm not even sure. This ain't more just wishful thinking for the Democrats in midterms, because what I've been seeing in the polls, I've been seeing, doesn't suggest they're taking anything. And none of these big races they were going to take in these last 5, they managed to take. I think it's more of that, let's just keep blowing smoke each other's ass, hoping the public will fall for it and come out and vote for us. But you know what, people? The public's gotten educated now. They're not listening to the bullshit anymore. They're finding out for themselves, and they're not voting Democrats.
I wouldn't necessarily say that either, because you do have preferences in terms of outlets for information. But the funny part with the Democrats is Nancy Pelosi, yesterday, was saying Democrats have a problem with messaging. And that was my main problem with Hillary. Like, what do you actually stand for? I don't even know, because you're also one of those that say something, say one thing in front of the population and another thing in front of your donors. Which there was something earlier today, somebody else got caught doing that kind of crap. Anyway, it's just, they're not going to get where they want to get. But speaking of the Democrats and their position and what they really believe, I think you posted the article, Joe, something about the socialists in the Democratic Party.
Oh, like, there were six articles out today. One from the New York Post, one from the New York Times. I think one was from the Chicago Tribune, one was from Yahoo News.
But
regardless, they're saying the Democrats are according, and wait, there's a Gallup poll. It says Democrats are more positive about socialism than capitalism. The Gallup poll shows. Now, we put out a poll today. It says, do you agree? So you can check it. Last night, this poll's only been out for about 20 minutes. I think it's reached about 30 or 40 people. But right now, it's 83% of the people who have taken the poll says, yes, they agree that the Democrats are going socialist. If that's the case, the Democrats might as well just fold their party up and go home.
They are becoming socialist.
75% of America is never going to go socialist. You might be able to talk half the millennials into it, but you're not going to talk the X-Gen, you're not going to talk the baby boomers, and you're not going to talk the Z-Gen into it. So, I mean, it's not going to happen.
Joe.
New York might get socialist. Maybe California. Hey, there we go. The socialist state of California.
Yeah. But Joe, question. And don't call me condescending. I just want to see what it says. What percentage of the population do you think actually understands the denotative definition, just a blanket dictionary definition of socialism?
To be honest with you, I think most people, when they hear socialism, think of things like Venezuela and Cuba. I don't even think they even understand what the definition
execution
is.
I think they just
look at it as there's only a handful of socialist countries left on the planet, so that's what you're going to look at, and none of them are successful, and all of them are disaster.
A bad point, though.
Pre-socialism, or pre-now, in the 100 years before now, socialism was there as well, and all of them failed. There just has been no success.
There weren't that many. You had a lot of communist states, though.
You did. Well, you had a lot of communist/socialist states as well.
So for anyone that would like to know the denotative dictionary definition of communism versus socialism, diffen.com, diffen.com.
No, I'm not reading it. You want to call in and read the definition? 504-273-7379. Come on, I'll let you. Big chicken. Look, they got the number right behind it. Look, big chicken. Yeah, you ain't calling in. I know better. It's
Joe. Whoops.
I'm just saying, man. I'm willing. I'm just saying. It's kind of crazy. Guys, I mean, there just hasn't been any successful socialism. That's just what the problem is. And whoever just wrote that about execution, getting it executed correctly, there is no way to do it. You can't take public control away. Once you take public control away, you become the few people in control take control, and then corruption runs rampant. That's really the biggest problem for both socialism and communism is corruption. That's China's biggest problem.
Communism
almost half of all of money.
Isn't practical. It's a command economy. It's
not
going to work.
I mean, democracy is bad. 25% of everything made in this country goes to corruption. That's just a fact. But when you move into a socialist, it's more like 60%. And communist is probably more like 70%. So you just, that's why China has such a hard time. China's
throwing
got
out numbers.
China's got $11 trillion economy and probably $6 trillion going in the pockets of everybody that's not supposed to be getting it. Their population isn't getting.
You know what's crazy though? Okay, so what does the United States, China, and Russia have in common?
We got damn sexy people.
No, they say they're one ideology and economic system, but they're all really an oligarchy. Yeah, meaning the rich and powerful have control of most of the money and all that good stuff.
Smoking and shit tonight, but
I'm sorry, what? Are we gonna deny? Are we gonna deny that the United States oligarchy? You got money. You got influence. There you go. Your industry. Okay, money. Yeah, good. Russia. Already know. Putin and his boys. Everybody with money. Good. China. People with money. Tippy top. Controlling. That's the oligarchy. So you can
That's true. I mean, what you mean? But here it's a little bit different because the money does control a lot. But unfortunately for the people, the people still control the country. we still have to say who's going where and who's not. And you can tell from the last two elections, last three elections, we have kicked a lot of people out of office. For some reason, the country is pissed, and it still ain't unpissed. And the bad part is, or I don't know if it's a bad part or not, but I was talking to a friend of mine today who
he works. So we have puppets in our oligarchy. Okay.
Oh, yeah, we do have a lot of them. But I was working for him. He's a friend of mine who works at NAACP, and they were doing voter registration and seeing who was going to be voting for Trump. Do you know 50% of the black population in New Orleans is going to vote for Trump next time around? Now, about 22% voted last time. It's not just here. You got to L.A., it's like 36%. New York, like 40%.
Where are you getting these? Crazy. Where are you getting these numbers?
This is from the NAACP. They're doing a study right now to see, because they're trying to turn the tide. Yeah, because the leaders of the NAACP are definitely Democrats.
Yeah.
And they see this tide turning. It's not just them. Hispanics are expecting at least 50% of the Hispanic population to vote for Trump, because the immigrants that came here legal agree with Trump. That's what
so
you
many
never
people
understand.
Don't realize that's a thing.
I know, they just don't get it. But the people who came here legally agree with Trump, people. That's you,
I mean,
y'all
oh
keep thinking
God.
They're going to vote for you because, they're kicking out Hispanics. Well,
it
yeah, but
great.
These people spend a lot of money, a lot of time becoming legal, and they don't like people getting to come in because they drug a kid with them.
So on Bill Maher, they were talking about the Laura Ingraham thing, and then he brought up a quote of someone pretty much saying the same thing, and it was freaking Fareed Zakaria, the GPS host, it was at CNN, the son of immigrants, and the Jeff, man, it's a lot of people don't like immigration. They don't like the rapid change. And I was literally talking about this when I was hanging with my friends on Friday. Like, maybe 5 years ago, it felt like Hispanics were at 12% of the country, and now they're at 17%. And you have the influx of all these different groups quickly. It's not.
They're going to be the majority in 40 years, 50 years.
I don't have a problem with changes. It's just so quickly.
Well, Tamara's saying that they're going to probably be Hispanics will probably be more than by 2050. Will probably be the majority. But
can't
she's saying
since
half or more of them identify as white, it's still going to be a white majority. I know, Tamara. I don't know what to tell you, baby. It's the country is just a mess right now.
We can't underestimate mixed races. I mean, that's one thing when people look at
big race. Our country's a good chunk of probably a third of the population or more is a mixed race now.
But we're still self-identifying. So if you look at that's one thing when people talk about the decrease in the African-American community, I'm like, it's finally socially acceptable to have all your mixed babies and you see them on the commercials. So, yeah, we're identifying differently.
Well, there was a big lawsuit about that about 5 years ago. A group that worked for the NAACP sued a bunch of these different advertisement companies because they were using a lot of blacks in their advertisements, but they were mixed breed. They were half and half, really.
So?
And, they were saying it was because they were using deliberately light-skinned black people versus light-skinned black people.
Favoring high yellows?
Yes, I guess. And anyway, they won the suit, though. I mean, so maybe it'll change. I haven't really seen it change, but,
But isn't that ridiculous? Like, okay, so if I have a child with a lighter-skinned person, guess what? It's going to be a mixed baby. Still my kid. And those family groups are on the rise because it's been legal for about 40, almost 50 years now?
You're seeing a lot more. I mean, down here, you see a lot of mixed couples. What's really funny about this is maybe mixed couples is a bad word to start off with, but let's say this. You see a lot of black and white couples. How's that? Because I don't really see a bunch of Hispanic and whites or Hispanics and black or even Asians. Let me tell y'all what. Y'all think whites and blacks are racist? We ain't got shit on the Asians. Or the damn Hispanics. I'm telling y'all, we ain't got nothing on them. And blacks and whites have a reason to be mad at each other. And still we ain't got nothing on the – let me tell you what. I work with a lot of Vietnamese people, and they stick to their community like you would – I mean, I shouldn't say Vietnamese. I should say Oriental or Asian. They stick to their community like you would. They still
– Asian, not Oriental. Okay.
Well, whatever. Whichever way, because some of my Asian friends say I should use Oriental. Americans always say I should use Asians. So I get confused that whole damn thing.
Yep, whatever.
But, it's just what it is. But Hispanics are the same way. A lot of times they stick with their own. It's just part of it. It's changing. Yeah, I agree with you. It's Tamara, it's changing, but it's slow.
Joe.
Grandpa's changing.
I got that. You know, I got that special spot for the spicy, for the Latinos. So no, they don't. And my daughter is half Latina. So no, they don't.
She's a Latino lover, man. Oh, excuse me, Latinos are black too. Well, I'm just gonna leave the comment.
They're a combination of native, some African, and the European settlers.
First off, if you believe that they came across on a damn land bridge, we don't really know who they stem
off
from.
That's Asian.
Yeah, so there you go. You know what? They probably are just Asian. That kind of.
Well, the natives would be Asian, but you also have the fact that Africans were naval before things were. Anyway, they sailed. It's crazy.
Now, as y'all can see, this lovely woman's smile she's got going on here, and this is still a socialism. This is part of the poll. There were so many of these that came up today, I just had to post a couple to the site. That's the lady in New York that's going to be a senator, maybe.
Oh, wait, that chick? No, let's not talk about that girl.
So I don't know why they chose
Cortez.
This. You should have seen this picture.
Or someone else. Is it Cortez or someone else?
Yeah, I think it's Cortez, judging from his face. Again. But she looks like Mr. Chipmunk. They see, if I worked for ABC, I'd probably get fired because I don't know how to consider it a racial joke.
But that looks like a happy smile joke.
That looks like I'm about to chew on a log. Bullet branch. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's...
She looks like the, Sally Chipmunk. I'm sorry.
You're just being mean.
I think the girl's ugly. I've seen a girl normal without this look. I just... Look at her ears all squished down because her face is all smushed up.
No, it's just a fucking...
I'm just saying, look at the poor baby. Why would you put this picture up here? Really? They got hundreds of pictures of this girl. Why would you do this? And this is the New York Post. I guess the Post don't like this girl.
She's so happy and vibrant and youthful.
She looks like she's snorting some lines, actually. And it's kind of in her nose. And she's like, oh, that's what it looks like.
No, he didn't.
You know what? And she's a politician. Politicians are famous for snorting coke, people. Sorry. And they got that good stuff. Oh, now this. Dude, look at this girl. This girl is lovely. I mean, look at this. Is a pretty young woman. You know, family surgeon for 19-year-old Phoenix woman vanished over a week ago. Look, I know we have a lot of listeners in Arizona. If y'all seen this girl, call in. I mean, look at just looks like, your next door neighbor. Hi, just a sweetie pie.
Where did you get that photo of her?
The photo that her parents are putting out, makes her look a little different, I guess, because they got her hair's all braided to the side of her head. But it's, she's a lovely woman, young woman, I should say, but still,
she is, though.
It's just a shame if something happens. If y'all seen this woman, call it,
Hopefully, she just kind of peaced out for a little bit, got a little bit of rebellion, and comes back.
We always feature missing persons on the show. We've always have, because you never know who might be listening and might have actually seen someone, and we hope in all the rest of the shows out there are doing the same. But now we have these young women going missing, the young Z generation girls, and they're just disappearing. We're not even finding anything. I mean, this is ridiculous.
I mean, so many children go missing every year. We could do a whole show.
In the age of 2018, every child should have a V chip.
Lord of Jesus.
Hey, you can take them out when you're 19. See, when to help this girl. Gosh, I think you should have to have a V chip till you're 21. And then if you want to take you already have a V chip. Your baby girl don't, but you already got a V chip. You keep that thing in your back pocket or in your hand.
Oh, well, that's different. It's external.
It's a V-chip. It knows everything about you.
That is fine. It is external. You don't know how much I don't. They're like, put it in your wrist. Put it in your finger. Okay, no, external. I can say fuck this if I, excuse me. I can say whatever with this if I want to. Inside me, no. Tattoo, nothing.
How many children's lives this would save every year?
I don't care.
Especially if you had had an app on your phone and all of a sudden you noticed your daughter was leaving school. Man, you could intercept them immediately before you could even get the chip out.
You know what? The cell phone works well for that too, for a predator would get rid of theirs. What age?
Oh, you know what? I'm gonna do a poll. Now. I'm gonna
thank
do a poll.
You. Do it, please. Not appropriate. Yes,
14, 15, 16, 13, 11, 10. Okay.
Yeah,
we got them in all ranges in our family. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
Some of the people in our family are strict. They don't get their cell phone until they're 14, to 15, actually. Some of them get it at 12.
My kid is getting a tablet for her birthday, for her second birthday.
Tablets are different than a cell phone.
They are, well, she's still a baby, okay? But this baby is getting freaking talent. You spoiled little brat.
Parents to sue after 10-year-old boy with autism repeatedly pinned to the ground and handcuffed by officer.
It happens far too often.
Now, this idiot, you know, I've talked to a lot of officers about this. A lot of times officers do this to scare a kid, okay? That's why they do it. They want to scare a child, so they do this so that, you know, the kid will think about it and not repeat the mistake. But in this case, I don't think the cop knew he was autistic, but I think the problem here was is the kid said something and the officer said, well, I'm just going to teach him a lesson without actually finding out what was going on.
Okay, so can we get some context to how this officer came to interact with the child? What was the scenario? Did a freaking teacher call the cop on the child? Where was the child unruly in the street? What is the context here? Because, you know, that actually plays a major difference, because there's also an issue of teachers not being properly trained with the children and, you know, just calling the cops. And the cops are also not properly trained to identify and mental issues as well as de-escalate. De-escalate. So Joe,
the kid tried to isolate himself and got into a cubbyhole when he saw his teacher moving toward him. And then she called Dayton Police Department School Resources
Office. Oh, so example one of a crap teacher. Sorry.
Yeah, so went to help the teacher to pull Thomas out of the cubbyhole, according to the police report.
A freaking cop is supposed to come pull a kid out of a cubbyhole. And
the kid freaked out. So the cop overreacted. I agree with you. The teacher should have took care of this, not the cop. It should never been a cop.
The counselor at the school. You call them in. They do their job.
You know, that was just bad all the way around, man. And the teacher should know if the child had autism.
Why didn't she know? Or did she?
You got to wonder about that one, because the teacher should know that shit. I mean, come on.
It's stressful, and not every teacher is trained to teach kids with mental disabilities.
Well, that's true, and that kid shouldn't be in that class if that's the truth. I mean, if that's how it is.
Yes.
Well, you know, when I was going to private school, they had a section for whatever the word is now, because I don't want to get screamed at by 5 million parents. But back then it was called retardism, and we had a section in the school. They would take the kids in and teach them separate. And they had really good teachers for this. But what they would do sometimes, as those kids gained confidence, they would bring them to some of the classes with us, so they could start to interact with regular students. And start, you know, and it worked for some of them. Some of it didn't. Some of them freaked out. The one kid, every time he came to class, peed on himself. You know, I felt so sorry for the kid. And, you know, because you know how kids are at 8, 10, 12 years old. They're just asses. They can't even help themselves. I think it's in the ass DNA or something. I'm not sure what it was. Oh, and then love this one. Baltimore, I see you get your cops got in trouble yet again. Baltimore cop resigns after viral video shows brutal beating.
At least he resigned. That's what I'm going to say with that one. And
at least he did resign. Now, yes, Cliff, I did see that. When this first came out, the media, CNN and NBC carried it, and that two white cops beat up a black guy. You remember that, right? Yeah, no, that's what it came out as. Of course, that's not even close to true. It was two black cops beat up a black guy.
Literal.
First off, they didn't even need to say what color it was. All I had to do was say two cops beat up a guy. That was the extent. That's all that had to be said there. There didn't need to be a color involved there, because this wasn't a racial incident. This was just a stupidity incident by the cops. But hey, y'all can, you know, I know all y'all got to do. Actually, Amorosa just came up. I know. Did she break the law? By recording the president, I'm pretty sure she broke the law.
Operational procedures. She has also violated the terms of her security clearance, but she has not broken a DC specific law. DC is a one-way recording state, i.e., you can be recorded.
But that the Situation Room is a classified room, so you were
violation of her.
It is treason if you record the president or anyone on the president's cabinet without knowingly telling them inside of the White House, the Situation Room, or the Pentagon. That's treason.
Special rules. There we go. Let's get it.
So I don't know here. If I was her, I'd go get me a damn good lawyer.
Will they take her in? Will she survive?
You know why she's doing this.
The Apprentice White House Edition. What?
She's got a book coming out.
Yeah, that's why she's just enjoying.
Well, she's the one that says there's a tape of Donald Trump using the N-word all over the place. I would believe it. I would believe it, except there's a lot of black staffers in the White House, so I'm having a hard time with
it. It was hearsay. So she said she heard that this dude had a recording of Trump saying the N-word. Dude was like, she never talked to me. I don't know what she's talking about. Dirty.
Yeah, well, in the beginning, she actually said it was hearsay, and then I forgot it was on one news channel. She said, no, it was secondhand information. And then I think it was on CNN or NBC. She said, no, I heard it.
Mm-hmm.
So she already contradicted herself. And the news, even the regular media picked it up. I guess for some reason, even the Democrats really don't like this girl. You know,
nobody likes her. It was like, bye, Felicia. To tell the truth.
She said, I don't know which one she released, but I thought she released a tape of Cannon or ass.
The first one was Kelly, and then she released Trump saying, "I didn't even know you got fired." No.
Well, Trump didn't. That ain't his job. That's what I said.
At the same time, you know, he was just blowing smoke up her little butt, trying to maintain the relationship just in case. And then she came out with this, and he was like, "All right, chick, I'ma burn you."
Amarosa, I know you listen to the show, so listen, babe, I give you a piece of advice. So far, everybody that's going up against Trump, with the exception of Mueller, is gone. Has either been going to prison, in trouble, no longer in politics. The guy is either extremely lucky or extremely talented or both. But I would be careful here, because what you did could really be misconstrued here on a lot of levels. You can find yourself in way a lot of trouble over this. We'll see what the department says.
She went too far. I mean, you should have saved.
But she needs the media. I understand what she's trying to do.
When is the book coming out?
I don't know. I just heard about it yesterday.
Yeah, exactly. I did too.
I thought she was just being a bitch.
Her book needs to be coming out this week while she has the freaking buzz, or else this is stupid. She's laid out the cards so fast, not even playing the game.
You know, I've noticed, and I hate to say this, but I have noticed USA Today has pretty much became a liberal rag.
Yeah, I know. At first, I was okay with them, and now I'm just like, y'all tilted too. I still go
over there, but I mean, it's just a shame what they've become. I mean,
yeah.
The problem here is, ladies and gentlemen, in case you didn't know this, the reason the media is being the way they were under Obama, the media had pressed. That was a weird sound.
That's not it. Don't go there, because a journalist will talk to you about fourth wave journalism, third wave journalism, and fourth wave. Third wave, tell the facts, whole facts. Then you got 24-hour news, and now we've got fourth wave, which means opinions and sales. That's why they suck.
Okay, that was weird. I think we lost a server there for a minute.
But I just made a nice point.
No. They can hear us. I mean, we're on this one, but yeah, we lost the one that my video was live. It'll be back in a minute, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know what happened there, guys. Maybe it overheated or something. I'll have to look at it later, but.
Everybody tell Joe to update his picture. He needs a new picture.
That is an old picture. That's like,
okay.
Damn, I'm a baby in that picture, man. That's like 20 years ago.
Update your freaking pictures, man. Do a photo shoot or something.
Well, I should thank
press
you.
Press tour.
Baby, you're such a sweetheart.
Just do a press tour, you know? You got the new shirts. Oh, my gosh, you got the new shirt tie combos. Do it.
Yeah, let's see. Mother gets apology from pastor after a rebuke for breastfeeding inside her own church. What? Bitch, you take that titty outside.
Why, Joe?
I don't want to see your nasty thing.
My baby's hungry, Joe.
It's baby. Hey, look, babies ain't going to starve for an hour.
It's hot outside.
Hey, look, still, babies ain't going to starve. They got air cars or air conditioning.
So, you're mad at me saying make the baby stop crying. And then when I feed the freaking baby, because we've been out for 4 hours, so the one bottle that would have stayed cold and
the only problem I have with breastfeeding is is if you whip your booby out in front of one of my children or grandchildren, you're disrespecting them and me.
Did they not?
Look, it don't matter because they're not old enough to know what's going on, and they have no business seeing that booby flying in the air.
They're not old enough to know what's going on. So
they don't need to see it. It's not something a young child.
So it's not something they understand as a sexually aggressive move, but it's something but you had a learning moment where you could say, yeah, that's how babies feed naturally. She's in a church.
And to be honest, the new formulas are so much better than breastfeeding. It's not even funny.
It's not that they're better.
Yeah, it's better. No, you actually nowadays, for the first 60 days of having a baby, because of the enzymes, it's good to breastfeed. After that, the infant meal formulas are much more nutritious and much more stuff.
Who told you that?
Not just that. Everything that you do to your body, that child takes.
That point,
almost every parent I know will drink or smoke or do something after they have a baby, so that's going straight in the baby. So anyway, you're doing harm. You should be feeding your child right. And get this, wait, even more. Children that were raised on high-end formula in the last 20 years, IQs are higher than kids that are breastfeeding.
Well, good for my child because she had a
slowing the child down, no less. Catch up with the future. We don't live in the past no more. We have bottles. We don't need breasts. Hell, in 100 years, we won't even be having sex, except for the ones that like it.
Jesus.
We'll be lucky we even know what sex we are in 10 years.
He took it way too far. Oh, Lord, he's taking it too far, y'all. He's going off the deep end on me. I'm trying to stick to some news and some debates. He's going off on me, y'all.
Thank God for psychologists. I got to say that, because psychologists have come out now and said there are only two sexes. Deal with it. That's all there is.
Exactly.
Anything more than that is just some crazy choice in your head, but there is only two sections. He said Mother Nature, or whatever you want to call it, created a two. They didn't create three. They didn't create
because
four.
Because science. There's intersex. They are, but it's a variation mix of the two, and it's an anomaly. Science is science. Y'all can feel however you want. I don't care if you're gender fluid. You're still a dude or you're still a chick.
Genders, that's good. Even though
male, woman, whatever. I don't care.
But you know what gets me is the ones that are confused. It's not the ones that know that they're male or know that they're female. It's the ones that flip-flop all the time.
What do you mean?
Flip-flop.
The gender-fluid ones?
They just flip-flop.
One day
they identify with a woman. One day they identify with a man. One day they're moving their life. They're a male. One day moving their life to be a female. And then also, no, they want to be a man again. No, they don't want to be a female.
Or they could be in the middle and just doing them.
No, that's people who need help. That's people who are mostly
not married. Everybody goes one way or the other. You just float in the middle, man.
That's why we invented the word bisexual, but it's still...
Sex and gender are two different things. What are you talking about now?
Well, if you like one or the other, no, it's not
what
really.
What are we referring to?
No, that's not true. People, y'all want to do that to try to disidentify.
Sex and
it's not. Gender and sex go hand in hand.
Gender and sex.
However
you have
sex is determined by the gender you think you are.
It's all different, though.
No, it's not. It's all.
There's a sex. There is only male and female sex. Gender is whatever. That's a social construct. But sexual orientation is highly detailed and complicated, and there are different varieties. And get this, being gender fluid does not mean that you're bisexual.
It hasn't been complicated, but in the last
10 years. It has been that way, and there's more people, and we're actually looking at it and analyzing. So we've compartmentalized.
You know, what there is
why
now
it's
there are people who are in those positions in power that swing those ways, so they're pushing their own belief. But that's not the way the world feels. And wait. Don't forget, this is an American thing. This isn't a worldwide thing. Most of the world looks at America like we have lost our stupid minds. You got to remember. You know, we think we're stepping right. They think we're stepping wrong. Now, there's 7 billion of them saying it and only 300 million of us. And wait, there's only 100 million of us because nobody agrees in this country. So really, we're wrong. When it comes right down to the sheer mass majority of what's going on, not only are we wrong, we are way wrong.
In regards to which thing?
To all of it. Obviously, to all of it.
Because India
is a 5,000-year-old nation just like China. They don't have
these. That's because they're more open and accepting, and they already have a third sex. They have eunuchs.
They specifically make eunuchs.
They castrate males, and they're prized.
Males, so they wouldn't sleep with the pride.
That's why they're prized, and it's they have it designated.
That's
also
not
in
a
language
or a sex.
They have to designate. I know. I know everybody's screwed up in their own way. To say that we're so weird and blah, blah, blah. There's one example I wanted to ask you about. I was just about to ask you your opinion of the ancient Greeks, where you could sleep with what we would consider an underage teenage boy and all that kind of stuff. And the open bisexuality in Greece, where we found graffiti of I'm giving up girls.
They say about 2% of the Greek population was gay, but then I'm not sure. Well, one, I don't know how they come up with that, but
that's what
two,
say us now. So
no, I know Greeks were always open about it. I mean, you know, they still are even in society today. But that's the thing. We've learned this throughout history. The people who take power are the ones who dictate. Yeah, but the people who control are the ones that dictate. So the people in control in Greece at the time were pedophiles. That's what was going on. It would go on in this country if the majority of Congress were pedophiles, we would change the laws and say.
Yeah, okay, so the people in power allowed it, and then others participated.
Hey, it was
legal. You also have a maiko in Japanese culture, which is the geisha. She is purchased. Her virginity, blah, blah, blah. Then she becomes a geisha. You also have, like, the story in Kite Runner, the prepubescent boys in Arab countries. You have, I say that because you're grouping sex, gender, and sexual orientation.
But that's not, thing, but you got to remember, that's not their choice. It's not any, what you're describing here has nothing to do with the individual. It's not a choice. They're being forced into this. This is a whole different thing. Slavery is a different thing.
I get what you're saying. I'm just bringing up the sexual interest and acceptance.
But all of that's fading away too, because as we become a global community, it's less tolerated. Europe is full of pedophiles.
Not to compare anything except to differentiate sexual orientation. And because we have pedophilia, and that is a gross sexual interest. But I wanted you to see the difference
between gender and sexual orientation. But what is pedophilia? It's the same as being gay. It's a sexual deviation from the norm.
Pedophilia, I mean, okay.
It's still a sexual deviation.
That was redefined in the
70s. You can't escape.
So unfortunately, it was redefined in the 70s. I don't disagree with you, but it was redefined in the 70s.
Yeah, but that's the real problem here is anything that's not norm, of course, is a sexual deviation from the norm. Now, and parts of society will say, okay, well, that sexual deviation is okay, but that one's not. But this one's okay, but that one's not.
Well, one group of people can't actually consent because their brain isn't fully formed enough to even understand the consequences of that decision. So that would be anything below the ages of what we consider to be consent. And honestly, when you're older too. But anyway, there's a difference between that and the fact that we don't understand how people actually become gay. So there's a set of genes that can be triggered to leave one more open to it. All right, there are also differences how those genes have presented themselves, meaning differences in the hippocampus. There was a TED talk about one guy.
Where you're raised, how you're raised, and where you're raised.
That is so, we cannot pin that down.
No, they're
such
pretty
a large
sure about that. It has to do, well, no.
Because that's this. Just
you
the,
know why? You want to know how,
you're
how they know this?
It's both nature and nurture. If you're triggering genes,
it's not
nature
so much
and
nature.
Nurture.
It's the way you're raised.
We just said, we remember when we had that big discussion about when they finally realized there was a set of genes that leaves someone more open to the idea of even having.
But they also said that you still had to choose. It
didn't that's the trigger. People. Yes, I understand.
You still had to make the physical and yes. mental choice to do it.
Yes, you have to be triggered, and then those genes, it's an experience that then triggers you, then those genes are triggered. Yeah, but what I'm talking about is once it's presented, once it's triggered, the nature component, the changes that you can see in the gay population versus
by the way, what Lily is talking about happens to less than 0.2% of the population. We have 1.8% gay population in this country. Only 0.2 can be triggered. All the rest is just an outright choice. They just either through some kind of kind of problem. Because of overbearing mothers and gay sons.
Okay.
We've learned that through psychology.
Oh, no, we have not.
Yes, we certainly have. There's several big studies on
this. Not for the numbers. Because no matter how big the study you are in terms of sample size and then actual demographics, no. Let's design a study together, Joseph. I would love to do it because we have all been told at the beginning of time. What is a proper representational population sample? What is a proper representational population sample? Then how are those acquired? Then what was it? Nope.
Well, the first one that was ever done was done with the original gay AIDS population, the first AIDS population. That was the original study done. And what makes it so significant is these people were dying. There was no chance of living, so they were being honest about the study. And so you can see there's a very distinct in what
they were delirious
about.
Because your body is shutting
down. A lot of the guys said that they had been abused as young men, and it was what drove them there in the beginning. And then after that, that was just the way they were so embarrassed after that. That's just the way they went for the rest of their lives or until they ended up dead with AIDS. These guys were brutally honest about this. So, and it's a big.
And your cam never came back on, by the way.
There's what the hell's going on? But they had over 100,000 in the first one. So it's pretty damn good. It's hard to argue with. And almost every major college signed off on it. So it's hard to argue.
Joe, okay. So let me ask you.
I'm listening to you.
No, I pointed out. It's fine. What does it take to prove something to you? 1 in 3, that good. Yeah, I like that. 1 in 5 dentists. 1 in 10 people.
For me, if somebody's going to
prove 1 in 100. 1 in 1,000. What about 1 in 10,000?
If they really are planning on proving it, it's like when we do polls, or like when Gallup and them do polls, and we do polls. Okay. The other poll we did the other day, 1,300 people looked at it or took it. All right, yeah, 1,300. Okay, yeah, it's a good poll, but what does it mean? There's 320 million Americans. But when you start hitting polls in 100,000 or 50,000, it's different. Then you have a nice
big cross section of the population. That's the variety of your demographics. That's not.
And that gives you a nice big, you know, from rich and poor.
It's a nice little cross section, which is representative, but it is not.
Polls about that, so you're stuck with that. You're not getting
anything. Exactly, that's what I'm saying.
That's where we are in society today, and where we are says that exactly. There's usually a driving factor when it comes to being gay. So there's actually now we know for a fact there's two driving factors now. We know that some gay people can be triggered, like we were just talking about, and then usually something else in their life will kick that trigger on. But there's almost always an event that kicks the trigger on. It's not something that just happens.
We do not have the numbers nor the resources to even actually sample the proper numbers to be okay. So statistics now. Don't make me go into the geeky stuff. I'm gonna tell you at the end of the day.
You got 3 minutes to geek out, girl, and then we go on.
Okay, so at the end of the day, we don't have the social services, even the census. There are 330 million Americans. 10% of that is 33 million people. So 10% of the American population, 33 million people. All right? That's 1 in 10. No, I know. They're less and harder to identify properly, and we're still reliant on self-reporting.
Actually, because gays too like Hispanics and Asians. They group up together. New Orleans, Queens, San Francisco. 90% of all gays in this country live in them three cities.
Do you know in terms of a study that's actually worse and confounding? Because then you have people who are living a specific type of lifestyle, which is within a city, which is then within a certain demographic, which is then you would have to sample the population that is there, not the ones that are living there.
They were right on the money with it because that's why the AIDS epidemic was so bad.
Yes,
because
well,
the gay population grew up together in the same cities.
Brokeback Mountain people
exist. They almost killed themselves out.
Brokeback Mountain people exist. They're out there.
It's not what I'm saying. No, that's gay. So nobody takes this out of context. There's gays in every walk of life. But in the majority of areas.
And why?
It's the same damn numbers, just like everything else.
That's the nature of a city. We can't say that because every community can get together in a city. That's the city. That's the beauty.
These cities attracted the population. Remember this, ladies and gentlemen. New York and San Francisco have been swapping back and forth the largest gay population, not just in the
country. Add in Atlanta.
Atlanta's like fourth or fifth. Queens beats Atlanta.
I don't care. It's a lot. It's live. It's live and it's in place.
But they really don't understand. The brothers in Atlanta don't put up with gays. They're anti-gay up there, girl. Just so
yeah,
you know
but
ahead of time.
Still living, but they still got them. You know why? Because they got the big ass billboards just like this.
I don't know what it is, but every person I met up there that was black, it was anti-gay. I still don't even get that one. And I met some very influential black people up there that were just like, oh no, oh, they ain't coming to my town.
Keep getting hit on. It's just
yeah, that's what it probably is. Well, you should take it as a compliment, people.
You should, but then you like you wonder because they don't view it as I'm so attractive that these gay guys love me. They view it as I think I'm gay. Guys.
And most of them tell me it looks like I'd grab by the hand, drag them down the
stairs. It has so much homophobia. The black community still has so much homophobia.
I understand that.
Unless you're a
proud man, won't like to be hit on. But you know, guys, look, I've been hit on. I'll turn around and say, oh, you're just the wrong sex. You ain't bad looking, but you're the wrong sex, baby. Sorry, go on with yourself.
You're way more confident than most people.
I am. I feel good in my own skin.
So there you go, boo-boo. They don't know how to do that. They don't know how to be rejected by a woman either.
I think Christina's coming. Okay, Aretha Franklin, Queen of Soul, asking us to say a little prayer. Everybody, if it's Aretha, baby, you say a prayer for Aretha. That's one hell of a woman.
Yeah.
I got to say, her voice will take you right out of misery and bring you into happiness.
And R.I.P. to the anvil and WWE.
Wait, before we go, what was this one? Decomposing body found in pillar outside.
I don't know. I saw it and I put it up there. I don't want to know. I can't.
Link to a fugitive in California. So some California fugitive.
I can't. I just like, here you go.
Paul Manafort trial. Bank CEO who wanted to work for Trump administration ignored red flags about Manafort. Golden State killer suspect faces new murder charges. 13 slayings linked to Joseph DeAngelo. The judge trial Manafort courtroom is in Rome. Oh, sorry. This is the article I read earlier about it. He's a cut up and he's fast and witty and to the point. And of course, here's our favorite FBI agent who got his ass canned. Look at him. He looks like he's possessed. Look, I mean, the guy looks like a demon.
You are so mean, man.
He looks like a little demon.
Don't be mean.
I think he's saving his grandson or something. I'm just saying. These fights breaking out all over the country again. I see that's lovely.
Oh, I love, we can't not mention this, but a few dozen of them alt-right mofos came to my city, and hundreds were like, I'm not so capable.
I seen that on CNN, NBC, and then when I seen ABC and Fox, the crowds were much bigger. So I'm not even sure what to believe.
I said a few dozen. No, because trust me, there was nothing going on. It would have been the thing we were talking about all the time. If they had large crowds, or if it no, we're good. We're all
here. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, I think it's NBC is being sued for faking the size on Obama's crowds during his inaugurations. Two different companies are being sued for it. Oh, yeah, this is big time. We keep finding out more and more that so much corruption was going on in that administration. Still
and on that note, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, we got to go. Oh, wait, on one good note, because I hate leaving on bad stories.
That was funny.
Lady discovered a secret door in her home and what she found inside. Y'all got to read this article. She found bars of gold.
Yeah, but.
Found a secret door and found a bunch of gold, people. Come on. Why can't shit like that happen to me? Come on.
Yeah.
I can't open it. Oh, look at this. A stack of gold bars. I know.
That's because we're good people and we'd be like, where did this come from? I don't think I can keep this, man. No way. Joseph.
I'm not going to keep it. I'd be like, baby, I need that lot of gold. I said, I might feel a little bad, so I probably had to donate half of it, but still, you keep it.
I wouldn't know where to actually like liquidate these findings. You know, without asking the wrong people.
But you got to do it a little bit at a time because
usually
gold like that is a lot of times comes from wrecks or salvages and stuff like that. They're hiding it. Now, it could be if it's legitimately bought gold and you just found it. Yeah, you can do whatever you want. Because a lot of times they have serial numbers on them so you can find out.
That's what I was worried about is them freaking serial numbers.
You'll know right then and there if they're illegally, well, we're confiscating your bar of gold. I'd be like, no, you're going to pay me for that bar of gold, motherfucker. What are you talking about?
Right? So anyway, the amazing, the illustrious Christina George is coming on next with Baby Loma Connections. Thank you for tuning in to us Monday night edition of
News. Oh, and the rumor's true, she's expecting twins.
Who? Oh, you're funny. Oh, I'm gonna have one boy, and that's years from now.
Oh my God, that was too good. I like. Wait. Oh, wait. Before we go, this poor black lady. So she's She's school shopping, right? She goes school shopping. Local girl here. She's pregnant. Well,
no.
It's at Staples, no less. So the man just needs to walk around, and they've been having a rash of people shoving stuff in their clothes and walking on store with them, right? So she asked the cop to go ask the woman if she was shoplifting. Of course, the woman said no. And when the cop went to ask her again, she just lifted up her shirt and showed her belly. She was getting pregnant. I mean, come on, people. You know, get some coots. If you didn't see the lady actually doing something, why are you bothering?
They had a rash of burglary.
I think it's because of two old white crack is what I think it was, but we'll just leave it alone.
All right, and thank you for tuning in to this edition Monday night of News on the Flip Side with Joe Montalto and Lily White. Same time, same place next week. Come on back, and we love you so much.
You white crackers.
What in the world?
Go home and crack some pecans.
Look, you little tragic mulatto that can pass.
Oh, we're getting out of here. Good night, everybody. Wait, you're drunk. Hold on a second.